you ever seen such a big toe? Its tongue can shoot out like a bullet. George was so scared that he started running away, but he only ran a few steps before being shot down directly. One of his legs was stuck by a tom, being gradually dragged towards the gaping abyss. At a critical moment, a dog suddenly rushed out and bit the toad's tongue. The toad quickly retracted its long tongue in pain. That's how George managed to survive. He followed the puppy all the way and fled into an abandoned bus. So this is the dog's home, such a spiritual dog. George decided to take it along on the journey. The affectionate dog, when leaving, returned the red dress of its deceased mistress. After hitting the road, George realized this dog was a wilderness survival expert. For example, "I want to eat a kind of purple berries." He'll shout to stop it, warn him it's poisonous. As I walked along, suddenly, George missed his step and fell into a large pit filled with human bones. There are also countless small holes at the edge. It's full of carnivorous sandworms. George picked up a bone and was about to fight to the death when a rope suddenly dropped. An uncle and a little girl saved him. These two people have super strong monster fighting skills. They are getting ready to go to the shelter on the mountaintop. After learning about George's story of leaving for love, the two decide to give him a hand. Along the way, the uncle taught George all kinds of survival knowledge. Tell him the strengths and weaknesses of different monsters. Teach him to distinguish plants with detoxifying functions, and the little girl teaches George to shoot. Over the past few days, George's experience points and combat power have skyrocketed. Due to different destinations, soon it was time for them to part. The uncle's parting gift is a grenade. Tell Yangi to use it in the most dangerous moment. Then the man and the dog continued on their way. But just as they entered the jungle, the dog seemed to smell danger. Look very frightened. Even hid the whole body under the big yellow duck. Sure enough, many spikes suddenly emerged all around. George turned his head and saw a giant emerging from the ground. As soon as the fight started, George was almost taken offline. Then the centipede clung tightly to the yellow duck. The dog was about to be attacked. George was in despair. Thought of the parents being squashed by a giant spider. The long, pent up anger finally burst out. Even the dog didn't expect George to be so tough, rushed towards him excitedly, as if to thank him for saving his life, and after this battle, George's confidence increased greatly. Even when facing the extremely powerful Sandworm Queen, he still blew it up without hesitation. Looking at the monster blown to bits by oneself, George thought he was like Superman. Suddenly, he felt something in the river crawling all over his body.